Well, rallies calling for government action on violence against women are set to take place in a dozen locations across the country in coming days, starting with Ballarat and Newcastle this afternoon. The protests have been sparked by a series of alleged violent crimes against women, with the latest incident involving the alleged murder of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst in the central west New South Wales town of Forbes on Monday. 26 women have so far died in a gender-based violence situation in Australia this year. That's 12 more than at the same time last year. Sarah Williams is the organiser of the rallies and founder of What Were You Wearing, a NFP organisation providing education, awareness and advocacy on sexual violence. Hi there, Sarah.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, the first of these rolling national rallies are being held today, as I mentioned, in Ballarat and Newcastle. What's the mood like where you are in Newcastle?
The mood here in Newcastle is definitely a mix of anger and passion to make change, but also really a lot of grief and sorrow, within our town. And I've spoken to the Ballarat organisers. Ballarat is definitely really struggling at the moment, but they definitely really need an event like this.
We know, Sarah, that the rates of violence against women are rising year on year, and the number of women killed this year, as I mentioned, is already far higher than a year ago. Why now is it the time for such a huge call to action?
I think now is, you know, the best time possible, to be honest. It's 4 months and we're already at such a high number. I also feel like within government, you know, violence against women has just become normalised because, you know, if it was 30 deaths to a shark or another animal, I just feel like there'd be some sort of law or something really come from it. Nothing is really being done. I'm glad that Chris Minns has started talking about bail, like looking into the bail laws, which is great. But we still haven't heard from Anthony Albanese that, you know, we want him to say that this is a national emergency and we want him to fund not just your helplines, but on the ground grassroots organisations, behaviour change programs, healthy relationship programs.
You mentioned some of those policy changes you'd like to see at state and federal levels there, and you mentioned some of those mechanics that you'd like to see. We know that that New South Wales is potentially looking at bail laws there. What are some other things that you would like looked at?
Some of the other things that are on our national demands, which people can find on our Instagram, is the media must wait 48 hours before releasing a photo of a victim. This was started by a woman in Newcastle near me who lost her daughter to domestic violence, and how a lot of the friends and family found out was by just going on Instagram and seeing their loved one had passed. So really hoping people will sign the petition and we can make change on that. And the other one that's really close to my heart is mandatory victim blaming prevention training for first responders, frontline workers and media personnel. We're really hoping that, you know, you have to go through some sort of victim blaming training. So then, you know, when police, when our institutions are doing their jobs, they're not going to re-traumatise victim survivors because it's happening way too often. I've experienced it myself, and I'll be honest, it was probably worse than the crime itself.
So are these rallies then, Sarah, just about domestic violence and what's encapsulated into that, or do you want them to encapsulate gender violence more broadly? And I ask this, you know, following the knife attack at Bondi almost 2 weeks ago, The New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb said it appeared that the attacker was targeting women and avoiding men. To what extent has that event informed and motivated you to organise these rallies?
Yeah, I think the rally, and it's why we called it Rally Against Violence. We wanted to be inclusive of all these different types. It's on the wider issues of men's violence, violence against women, gender-based violence, and domestic, family and sexual violence.
So what do you hope to achieve from these rallies? If one or two things could be happening right now, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd like to see funding for grassroots organisations, organisations like ours that works 50 hours plus a week each, you know, volunteer. There's organisations out there that do all the different healthy relationships workshops but don't get funded properly. In addition to that, I want to see a commitment that police will have to undergo mandatory victim blaming training.
Sarah Williams is the organiser of the rallies and founder of What Were You Wearing, a not-for-profit organisation providing educational awareness and advocacy on sexual violence. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much.